be here on behalf of the MEGA study team to present findings from our investigation of characteristics associated with non-gonococcal urethritis among men with and without pathogens detected. Urethritis is considered the most common male reproductive tract syndrome. It is associated with an estimated 200,000 clinician visits per year, yet since it's a non-reportable condition, accurate prevalence data are largely unavailable. Non-gonococcal urethritis, or NGU for short, is associated with several recognized pathogens. Chlamydia trachomatis is believed to account for somewhere between 30% and 50% of all cases. Mycoplasma genitalia may explain an additional 15% to 25%, and less commonly, Trichomonas vaginalis, herpes simplex virus, and adenovirus have been associated with NGU. Despite the identification of numerous pathogenic agents, previous estimates suggest that somewhere between 20% and 50% of cases have no defined etiology. We conducted the study to further explore the sociodemographic, behavioral, and clinical characteristics of these idiopathic cases. Our study population was comprised of STD clinic attendees who were participating in the MEGA study, which is our ongoing treatment trial for men with NGU. Between January 2007 and February 2008, we enrolled 164 men in the MEGA study. Eligible participants had a visible urethral discharge upon exam, or at least 5 PMNs per high-powered field on a gram stain slide prepared from the urethral swab specimen. Men who had used antibiotics in the past month and those known to be HIV positive were excluded from participation. During the clinic visit at which MEGA study participants were enrolled, a routine STD exam was performed and the clinician completed a standard clinic chart. A computer-based interview was self-administered, which collected supplemental data, including detailed information about sex partners from the previous 2 months. Urethral swab specimens and urine specimens were collected, and the urine specimen was tested for the presence of Neisseria gonorrhea, C. trachomatis, M. genitalium, T. vaginalis, and 2 differentiated ureaplasma species. For this exploratory analysis, we summarized characteristics of MEGA study subjects stratified by NGU etiology. We also used multivariate logistic regression to identify factors that were independently associated with idiopathic urethritis, using men with any pathogen detected, excluding chlamydia, as the referent group. 57% of study subjects were infected with a recognized urethral pathogen, 26% with chlamydia alone, 10% with M. genitalium, 11% with U. urealyticum, and 4% with T. vaginalis. An additional 8% were co-infected with recognized pathogens. 43% of cases were idiopathic, that is, they had no pathogens detected. Several sociodemographic characteristics were associated with one or more types of NGU. While nothing was significantly associated with chlamydia or U. urealyticum, M. genitalium positive men were significantly more likely to be black, earn less than $10,000 per year, and have no education beyond high school compared to other cases. The 7 men with T. vaginalis infections were significantly older than other cases in the study, and all were black men. Men with idiopathic urethritis were the least likely to be black and the least likely to earn less than $10,000 per year among all cases. With the exception of small differences in the number of vaginal and anal sex partners in the past 2 months, there were no individual sexual behaviors, either recent or lifetime, that were associated with NGU etiology. However, several differences in the characteristics of the most recent sex partner were identified among a subset of MEGA subjects who did provide this information. Because we began collecting the partner-specific information several months into the MEGA study, only 97 of the 164 men in this analysis provided information about a partner within the past 2 months. While none of these characteristics were unique to men with U. urealyticum infections, chlamydia-positive men were much more likely to report that their most recent sex partner was male and reported significantly shorter partnerships compared to other cases. None of the M. genitalium-positive cases reported that their most recent sex partner was male. And the most recent partners achieve vaginalis positive men were significantly older, and these men reported significantly longer partnerships compared to other cases. Finally, men with idiopathic urethritis were much more likely to report receiving oral sex from their most recent partner compared to other cases. Multivariate analyses were used to evaluate whether any sex partner-specific characteristics were associated with idiopathic urethritis after adjusting for age, race, and income. Since our goal was to investigate the unique characteristics of idiopathic urethritis, we excluded all chlamydia-positive men from these analyses because their sociodemographic profiles were somewhat similar to idiopathic cases while being distinct from men with other pathogens detected. Although oral sex was univariately associated with idiopathic urethritis, this association did not hold up in multivariate analyses among this subset of our study sample. Age and race were independently associated in these analyses. The clinical characteristics associated with several types of NGU also differed. Chlamydia-positive men were significantly less likely to report a history of NGU and reported significantly more days of dysuria prior to the clinic visit compared to other cases. Eurealiticum-positive men reported significantly more days of discharge prior to the visit. And finally, idiopathic cases were significantly more likely to report a history of NGU and reported significantly fewer days of both dysuria and discharge prior to the clinic visit. These men were also significantly more likely to have a genital lesion noted upon exam compared to other cases. In contrast, there were no clinical characteristics that were unique to men with M. genitalium or T. vaginalis infections. While some of the clinical characteristics differed, there were very few differences in clinical presentation. The yellow bars here represent men with at least 5 PMNs on the gram stain slide, but no other signs or symptoms of urethritis. The orange bars represent men with a visible urethral discharge, but fewer than 5 PMNs. And finally, the red bars represent men who satisfied both of our treatment trial eligibility criteria. That is, they had elevated PMNs and a visible discharge. The only significant difference in clinical presentation was among chlamydia-positive men. Since all had at least 5 PMNs on the gram stain slide, none of these men presented with a visible discharge alone. The lower bar chart displays the amount of discharge noted by the clinician. Again, there were almost no differences. While the majority of men had a small amount of discharge, idiopathic cases were significantly more likely to have a small or no discharge at all noted compared to men with any pathogen detected. And there were no significant differences in the character of discharge by etiology. It was most often characterized by the clinician as being either clear or cloudy rather than purulent. In multivariate analyses among men with non-chlamydial NGU, after adjusting for age, race, and income, idiopathic cases were 3.6 times more likely to report a history of NGU, and 5 times more likely to have a genital lesion detected during the clinical exam compared to men with non-chlamydial pathogens detected. Race and income were also independently associated with idiopathic urethritis in these analyses. Although the duration of symptoms prior to the visit was univariately associated with idiopathic urethritis, these associations did not hold up after adjusting for sociodemographic characteristics. There were several strengths to this analysis. We were fortunate to have a single dedicated research clinician who performed all of our clinical assessments, and we were able to assess infection with several known non-viral pathogens, specifically M. genitalium and T. vaginalis, that are not part of the routine clinical workup. Sensitive nucleic acid amplification tests developed in-house also allowed us to detect differentiated eurealiticum, which is a suspected putative agent of NGU. Limitations of this analysis include our incomplete herpes serology data, which might explain some of our idiopathic cases, and also our small sample size, which might have impeded detection of important correlates of NGU etiology. In summary, non-gonococcal urethritis is a heterogeneous condition that may be caused by several recognized pathogens. While 31% of MEGA subjects were positive for presumed pathogens other than C. trachomatis, that is M. genitalium, T. vaginalis, and or U. urealiticum biolar 2, we do not routinely test for these infections, nor do we know what the optimal treatment regimens for some of these organisms are. 43% of MEGA subjects have idiopathic urethritis, which is consistent with previous estimates. The characteristics of NGU cases varied by etiology. In our analyses, men with and without pathogens detected had distinct demographic profiles. While almost no differences in individual sexual behaviors were identified, there were a few differences in partner-specific characteristics and behaviors. Some differences in clinical characteristics were also detected. I'd like to thank our NIH sponsors and also acknowledge the contributions of these individuals who help support our research every day. And lastly, I'd like to thank the conference organizers for having me here today, and I welcome any questions.